This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Benjamin Ben Hable wants to see more representation for people like themselves in government. So Hable, 41, who self-describes as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person, is running as a Democrat for the 8th Congressional District.
I am running to represent underrepresented people, because when those people are put into Congress, into positions of power, they actually make differences and changes for all. They don't think about just their group. They think about all groups.
Hable, a former engineer who lives in Burnham Wood, a small village in Shawnee and Marathon counties, believes they are qualified to represent the 8th Congressional District.
There's only two qualifications. You have to be 25 and you have to be a U.S. citizen. You're also not supposed to be a felon, but, you know, apparently that can slide for some people.
In addition to diversity, Hable also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S. But he said the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters.
I think the 8th needs what all districts needs, and that's a lot more youth involvement. You hear it from every generation, the boomers, the Xers, millennials, Gen Z, like there needs to be more youth involvement. Like, it sucks when millennials and Gen Z say that and then they don't get involved, but there's a lot of times that we feel pushed out and not wanted.
Hable faces opposition in the Democratic primary from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th, 2026, will face 8th CD incumbent Tony Weed. We told you yesterday of a situation involving an abused dog that resulted in an arrest and the seizure of 7 dogs from a home. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society is caring for the animals. They are currently stable, but will all need medical care, including surgeries and vaccinations. The OAHS has set up an online donation form at givebutter.com/helpabuseddogs. The executive director of business services for the Oshkosh Area School District, Drew Niehans, is retiring at the end of the school year. Niehans is responsible for overseeing the budget development and long-term budget forecasting, supervising payroll and employee benefits, overseeing student transportation, and managing the district's insurance. At the October 8th board meeting, member Barbara Herzog credited Niehans with several improvements in the district's financing, including reducing health care costs for district employees, reducing the mill rate for taxpayers, and paying off debt.
My overall takeaway, I think, with Drew will be that he has really served as a good steward of the district's resources.
Niehans' last day will be July 29th, 2026. A new partnership between the Fox Cities Chamber and the Small Business Development Center at UW Oshkosh is providing free consulting for area business owners. A press release said business owners who seek guidance growing their small businesses or starting a business can participate in no-cost confidential business consulting and education. SBDC hours are from 10:30 to 3 on the third Tuesday of the month at the Chamber office at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. The next office hours will be Tuesday, October 21st. Schedule an appointment at foxcitieschamber.com. Democrats at the Capitol are introducing bills that they say will make college tuition cheaper. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
40 years ago, the state funded about 42% of the UW system's budget. Today, the state only funds about 17%. Among other things, that's part of the reason tuition has had to keep rising. One of the bills contains $10 million block grants for both the UW system and the Wisconsin Technical College system. The goal is to keep students in class when tuition puts too much of a financial burden on them. Representative Angela Stroud, who was a college professor.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
UW-Madison already has Bucky's Tuition Promise, which helps students from low-income families go to college. This other bill would create the tuition promise for all of the UW system. These bills would need Republican support to pass.
Lawmakers say investing in students attending universities of Wisconsin is also an investment for the state's economy, as nearly 90% of those students remain in the state after graduating. Meanwhile, a new analysis finds Wisconsin ranks 46th in college affordability. The report from the National College Attainment Network focuses on the difference between the cost of public college and what students and their families can pay. Wisconsin Watch reports that because lawmakers are spending less on higher education at the state level, experts think tuition promise programs might be a part of the solution. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.